some local governments in Wisconsin are looking for ways to generate revenue with limited funding increases from the state. Starting this winter, drivers in Madison will pay more to register their vehicles. The city council recently approved a $40 wheel tax to help plug a budget hole that's $11 million deep. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says she doesn't see a better way.
I do not want to have to do a vehicle registration fee. It's not my first choice, not by a long shot.
And not far away, Milwaukee County wants to raise county sales tax by a full percentage point. Our guest says by law, local governments don't have many options. Jerry DeShane is the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
The State Department of Transportation says that about 26 municipalities and a dozen counties have wheel taxes. Most of those are around $20. What should we make of that?
What we should make of that is that Wisconsin's system of funding local governments is broken. Most mayors think the wheel tax is a really bad alternative. But the problem is in Wisconsin, and this is unique to Wisconsin, they don't have any other alternatives. Nobody funds government the way we do in Wisconsin, and frankly, the system is just simply failing.
What do you mean by the system is failing if a wheel tax isn't a good idea? Why is it the only option then that we've got?
Well, the bulk of local government funding in Wisconsin is the property tax. In fact, that's virtually the only tax. Local governments, even though wheel taxes are starting to pop up all over the state, I think you said there were 38 of them. That, by the way, is more than doubled in less than 3 years. But that still, those other revenues still only amount to about 1%, 1.5% of total local government revenues. The problem is we simply rely too much on property taxes, and we don't give local governments the option of doing more logical things like regional transit authority taxes or a local sales tax. It may interest you to know that Wisconsin is virtually the only state in the country where they have both property and sales taxes, where a local sales tax is, for the most part, not an option.
Well, speaking of local sales taxes, in Milwaukee County, leaders want to raise the sales tax from 0.5% to 1.5%, but they do need the state legislature's approval to put that to a vote. I mean, state Democrats have introduced a bill to do that, but it faces an uphill battle with the Republican majority. Why is it set up this way?
I wish I knew. The reality is Wisconsin made this decision about 100 years ago, literally 100 years ago, where local governments could do property taxes, but if they wanted to do anything else, they needed specific legislative permission. Well, the result of that is property taxes are still too high. There's a cap on them. Local roads have been ignored for years in terms of maintenance. Local debt is rising way too rapidly. And as I said, property taxes are still too high. We've got a system that's disconnected. We don't have our funding system is not really connected to the local economy anymore. It's connected to the local building economy, but not the local commerce or manufacturing or any other economic indicators. It's all about the property tax, and that's simply backward.
Why is that?
Because taxes should respond to what's happening in the economy. If you get a new job or you get a raise, you'll pay a little more in taxes. You'll buy a little bit more, and you'll pay a little bit more in sales taxes. And therefore, the local government will kind of follow your lead, if you will. Whereas with property taxes, you could lose your job tomorrow, and your property taxes won't go down a dime. They don't respond to the economy in any real way at all. And then there's the other problem. You know, you and I have retirement accounts, right? And we keep being told you need a balanced portfolio. You need a little here, a little there. There needs to be a system of funding local governments where it's made up of property taxes, a little bit of sales taxes, and some other things. We just don't have that here.
I do want to circle back to your idea about our reliance on property taxes, though. And I wonder if the opposite of that, though, is a regressive tax, that if cities, municipalities, counties are allowed to continue to increase sales taxes, that actually hurts people who make less money for the benefit of the county.
Well, Keeley, what I would challenge you on is this notion that property taxes aren't regressive. Wisconsin is seeing a significant aging of its population. A lot of people in this state are going to be moving on to fixed incomes, and the only thing they have is their home. And if the property taxes on the value of their home continue to increase while their incomes go the other way, that's even worse than regressive. That's going to be taxing people out of their homes.
Sure. So taxing properties is not necessarily, better for people who are lower income than, say, a sales tax. That's the argument.
Well, and the other benefit, and I'm not suggesting that you fund local government 100% on a sales tax. That's just as foolish, to be honest with you. The better system is one that is more balanced. It's a little more diversified, but also that can react to people's economic circumstances. Property taxes don't do that in the short term.
Jerry DeShane is executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're talking about ways that local governments find money for their budgets. Jerry, let's jump back. Last week, Madison decided to pass this $40 wheel tax. We talked about it in the beginning. That's going to be the highest in the state, kicks in February. Do you see these local fees, rising? Are we seeing more of that, at least right now, while Wisconsin municipalities have fewer options?
Absolutely. As I pointed out earlier, the number of wheel tax communities in Wisconsin has more than doubled in just 3 years. And that's a reflection of local government saying, well, it's not a great alternative, but at least it's an alternative. The wheel tax was actually created in 1967, and it just sat on the books for decades. No one used it. But we're just, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but levy limits in Wisconsin have kept local budgets below the rate of inflation for over 10 years. And you're just starting to see the cracks in that system. And one of the cracks is people adopting taxes that they don't really like, but they have nowhere else to go.
What are local governments using this revenue for? Where does it go?
Well, first and foremost, you're seeing it put into roads. They've deferred maintenance on their infrastructure for as long as they can. The other thing, and the wheel tax, I believe, in Madison will fund a rapid transit, a bus rapid transit system, where Madison is working with the surrounding communities to provide options for commuters. So it's operation of local governments. Wheel taxes can only be used for transportation. But I think what Madison is looking at is this gives them some flexibility on the other side of their budget.
Yeah, and Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway said she'd rather raise property taxes or create a city income tax, but state laws don't allow it. How much freedom do local governments actually have when it comes to generating that revenue? What does that look like?
Yeah, pretty much none. I'm being flippant, but the reality is if they don't adopt a wheel tax, the only significant revenue increase they will see is if they build all sorts of houses. Wisconsin law caps property taxes at the percentage of net new construction that occurred in a community the year before. What that means is new building. If you want the ability to raise revenues, there need to be new homes built in a community. Well, and the reality is since the Great Recession of 2008, the rate of building in Wisconsin has been well below the rate of inflation. For the last 6 years, I'm trying to recall my numbers. Yeah, for the last 6 years, local government budgets have not come anywhere near the rate of inflation. But even with that, there's a limit to how much a city of Madison wants to raise property taxes. Property taxes are too high in Wisconsin.
When looking at budgeting, we hear lawmakers, local leaders talk about a balanced budget. Isn't the other option to cut expenses if you can't or won't raise revenue?
And if you don't believe local governments have been cutting their budgets, you haven't been driving on local streets lately. The reality is local governments have been belt tightening for about the last 12 to 16 years since levy limits were implemented. And there's just a limit to that. I mean, while we're belt tightening, the cost of asphalt is not going down.
What's going to happen here in Wisconsin if we don't make changes to the ways that these cities and counties can fund the programs that they deem important to their communities?
Look at Milwaukee. Milwaukee will be eliminating 60 police officer positions in their next budget. You're going to see that throughout the state. You're also going to see more wheel taxes. You will probably start to see more and more referendums. And unfortunately, what a local government referendum means is you now have a competition between police officers and teachers. Local voters are going to have to decide which one of these do we fund. We're past the point of belt tightening, Keeley, and we're into the point of which one of these essentials are we going to do without? Now, the good news is, I don't want to sit here and be a prophet of doom. There is a lot of interest among legislators. Speaker Robin Voss has talked about sales tax as an option for infrastructure. Representative Mako up in Green Bay has talked about a sales tax option. It's time we get serious about that conversation before we have to lay off too many police officers.
Jerry, thank you for your time.
Keeley, thank you very much for your interest.
Jerry DeShane is the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. We talked with him about what local governments can and can't do to raise revenue.